"Charlotte," said Wilbur, "we're all going home today. The fair is almost over. Won't it be wonderful to be back home in the barn cellar again with the sheep and the geese? Aren't you anxious to get home?" For a moment, Charlotte said nothing. Then she spoke in a voice so low, Wilbur could hardly hear the words. "I will not be going back to the barn," she said. Wilbur leapt to his feet. "Not going back," he cried. "Charlotte, what are you talking about?" "I'm done for," she replied. "In a day or two, I'll be dead. I haven't even strength enough to climb down into the crate. I doubt if I have enough silk in my spinnerets to lower me to the ground." Hearing this, Wilbur threw himself down in an agony of pain and sorrow. Great sobs racked his body. He heaved and grunted with desolation. "Charlotte," he moaned, "Charlotte, my true friend." "Come now, let's not make a scene," said the spider. "Be quiet, Wilbur. Stop thrashing about." "But I can't stand this," shouted Wilbur. "I won't leave you here alone to die. If you're going to stay here, I shall stay too."